Hey y'all, so I just finished my third prayer of the day, and it's actually going longer than 30 minutes. You know, this last prayer was nearly almost an hour. And I think it's funny because I was concerned about how I was going to pray three times a day for 30 minutes, you know. Like nothing traumatic is happening in my life, you know, everything is kind of copacetic. And usually when I cry out to God, it's because shit has hit the fan and I'm like, help me, Jesus, oh my God. You know, but things are cool. And yet and still, I'm finding so much to just be thankful for. I was curious about what to pray for today. I had a really rough, not a rough day, but a disappointing evening about a boy. And then the past 2 weeks, things have been kind of icky with my film. So I guess a part of why I'm doing this challenge is to get back into alignment, to get centered on what really matters, which is God. And I do everything for God and to make the world better by just being a good example, a good light. So I opened up my book, Jesus Calling, and I went to June 4th. And I don't really read this book, even though it's beautiful. But today I opened it up and it says, when challenging times come. I was like, oh, is this a message? Message! It says, welcome challenging times as opportunities to trust me. You have me beside you and my spirit within you. So no set of circumstances is too much for you to handle. And then I'm not going to read the whole thing. But then I went to the scripture that she referenced, and it was from James. And I love the book of James. I think it's one of my favorite books. And she quotes James 1:2. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds. And so then I went to James and I read that a little bit more. And it basically says that your trials and tribulations are opportunities to show how much you have grown, to show how you have been perfected and pruned and strengthened. And I think about May and how it has been. It hasn't been jacked up. Nothing's been like really funky, you know. Like my bills are paid. I'm making a movie. I'm going on dates. You know, not everything is cool. But I've had, you know, these moments come up, and in this moment, while reading the scripture, it reminded me, or it dawned on me, how much I've grown over the past 7 years. I've had a really, really, really rough 7 years. And it sucked. And I think about, like, did I handle that situation well? Is God proud of me? Is my mom proud of me? Am I making progress? Am I making the most use of my time here with my life? So these little things, little things came up in May that a few years ago would have sent me spiraling into a depression. They would have made me doubt myself. They would have made me want to give up. They would have made me question if I was even worthy of what I was embarking on. These little things. And then while reading this chapter today, while praying to God, God, it makes me so emotional. It made me realize how much I've grown and how strong I've become. How unmovable I've become. Unshakable, you know, like a tree. It's a deep roots. You know, when things come in the past, you know, they would just send me like flying, like a little feather. But in May, and right now it's dawning on me in June, in May, these things happened, and I realized that I'm planted like a tree. That I'm not as easily moved, that I'm not as unshakable. That when things come, I see them happening around me, but they're not happening necessarily within me. And that's just beautiful. I'm so grateful for that. And then she referenced another scripture that I thought also was pretty dope that I want to share. Of course, it was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. But what stood out to me today was the last scripture that she referenced, which was Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because he trusts you. Basically saying, if you trust in God, if you really, 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 really trust in God, you'll have this overwhelming sense of peace no matter what comes, no matter what goes. And I was like, wow. Even through all of my little things that have happened in May, for the most part, I've had this perfect peace about it. And it's my mission to always illustrate that, to always demonstrate that I trust God. Because I know God. I know God. I feel God. And it hurts me sometimes when I deviate, when I waver with doubt, with fear, because I know God. And so the scripture about perfect peace, it made me realize, you know, that how my spirituality has grown, how my faith has grown as well. And that's commendable. That's commendable. And I have to give my pat on the back. Because I think about how much more I want to accomplish. I think about how I make mistakes on a daily basis, multiple times a day. And I feel like today God is just saying, Tamala, you've grown, you're special, and you're all right, I'm all right. Oh, and it just brings me to tears. Jeez Louise, I've been crying all day because I've been praying all day. Just to be a little bit, you know, personal. I thought I met, you know, this really cool guy and that we were gonna hang out again. And I don't know, I feel like that's not happening anymore. And usually when I get disappointed, I kind of like shut down and close off to the idea. And so today, just now, when I was praying, God was asking me, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Do you trust me? Even though this is happening, even though it's not unfolding the way that you want to right now, do you still trust? Do you still believe that there is love for you? Do you still believe that there's a divine compliment out there for you? And again, normally I would just be like, nope, I'm meant to be alone, and that's okay. But today I said, yes, I trust you, and yes, I believe there's a divine compliment out there still. And I'm so grateful for that. So if anybody is listening to this message, it's a long one. I pray that you're saying yes to all that God has promised you. I hope that you are realizing how strong you are and how even your trials and challenges and tribulations and the people that are mean to you and the deals that don't go the way that you expected are all working out for your good. They're all perfecting you. They're all strengthening you. And when you think about it that way, all things are good. You can count all things as good. So I'm loving this challenge. Have a beautiful night. Know that you're loved and that you matter. Bye.